Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Tuesday, gang, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Oh, you're better now. Oh, you're off. Yeah, I'm better. I'm better. Of course I am. Well, I'm not 100. We don't care. Okay, fine. Now we begin with some bleak news for Arsenal fans who, of course, have been told that Mikel Arteta is going to be the first managerial casualty of the season. Goldstein, we're only one game in. Yep, I know we are. It's getting a bit silly, isn't it, already? We'll hear from Adrian Durham, who thinks the job has come too soon for the Spaniard, Danny Murphy and Andy Townsend. But first, it's a bit of a rant from Jamie O'Hara.
He's not good enough. The manager's got to go. I'm sorry, but he's going to be the first manager to get the sack, I promise you, because they are not playing for this manager. You can see it. They are all over the place. They were a disgrace, Arsenal. I watched the game. It was pathetic.
Brentford 2, Arsenal 0. The bees are buzzing, and they sting Arsenal and win their first ever Premier League game.
They were weak. They were getting bullied. You know, Brentford were all over them. They were hungrier. They were more desire, more determination. The players are looking around. They're looking at the manager to make decisions. He don't know what he's doing. They're trying to play this certain style of football. It ain't working. They're not good enough. There was two players in that Arsenal team that deserved to wear an Arsenal shirt, and that was Kieran Tierney and Smith Rowe. The rest of them do not deserve to be wearing an Arsenal shirt. They are miles off it. No desire, no leaders. I've never seen an Arsenal team with such lack of leadership qualities. It was embarrassing.
Bukayo Saka's had a big summer, had an emotional summer too. So there's been a lot of learning for that young man. Arguably Arsenal's best player last season, I think he was.
Yeah, he was.
Their best player last season.
Saka from a tight angle gives England the lead.
Get him in there for the first game. Get him back out on the field, because there's no better place to go and eradicate any lingering thoughts of the summer that you've still got. Get him out on that field and let him go and strut his stuff. Go and play with Smith Rowe. Go and take him on. Go and show us what you're all about, son.
He's got an experienced, big, defensive English lad called Rob Holding, who was there to utilise, and he didn't play him. Knowing their power and their paces up front, he also played Chambers right back, who isn't the quickest. So he's got Bellerin, who's electric and super experienced, international footballer, who may not want to be there, so that's fine. He's also signed Cedric. Now, Cedric's experienced player, again, international fullback. He's playing a Chambers who struggled.
Has he been in that Man City bubble where everything's so comfortable, where the football's so good because the players are the best? You're not having to work with players who need coaching way more than any others you've ever worked with. Was the job just too big for him? If he'd gone to his old club Rangers or even Everton, Mikel Arteta, would that have been, maybe not Everton, but if he'd gone to Rangers, would that have been a better move?
I mean, Edu, how he's still in a job, the recruitment over the last 10 years is absolutely shambolic at Arsenal.
Right,
they're one of the biggest clubs in the world.
For all the times they've gone into the transfer market, they haven't really gone in with any great success, and they've got so many different chiefs. I mean, they've got a head of contracts, they've got a head of recruitment. I mean, God knows how a transfer ever gets done at Arsenal, because it would seem as if it needs to be signed off by about eight people.
Over now to Adrian Durham and Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, discussing Man City manager Pep Guardiola. But first, here's John the Spurs fan, claiming Pep and Arteta are both tactically inept.
Man City would have the Champions League by now if they'd kept Mancini. We saw what he did at the European Championships.
Italy win it 3-2 on penalties and a European champion.
You were talking about Arsenal before and Arteta as a manager, and we're talking about Pep now, and I think they're both a bit tactically inept. Pep plays beautiful football, but he is saved because of individual brilliance by the best squad in the world, and I love watching them play. But you don't get knocked out of the semi-finals of the Champions League by Poch's that out-manage him, like Tuchel, Mourinho.
When you think about a Champions League final, yes, where he hasn't scored, sitter. Community yeah. Shield didn't score, yesterday didn't score, they're not scoring goals, and that's what Man City are meant to be all about. In the end, it's like, well, God, I've got to bring on Kevin De Bruyne. And the tactic is now, give it to Kevin De Bruyne, he'll make something happen. So it all seems a little bit too basic.
I think perhaps a bit of the myth with the money he's had in every single league, he's been a flat-track bully. If you put Pep at Arsenal, they would be doing no better now than they are with Arteta.
The transfer policy is, oh, let's go and get Grealish. Oh, let's go and get Kane. What kind of coaching is going on there? I'm becoming more and more sceptical of Pep. He's been brilliant. It's a bit like Arsene Wenger. He used to be brilliant. Is he really anymore?
So will Harry Kane solve all of Pep Guardiola's problems? And is the England skipper in danger of tarnishing his Spurs legacy? No, of course he's not. Well, yes he is, according to the former City winger Trevor Sinclair. There you go. The Times chief football correspondent Henry Winter thinks Kane should show more respect to the manager and the club, but it's back to O'Hara on why City must sign Kane.
If they don't get Kane, they don't win the Premier League. Everyone else is now caught up with them. You can't get away with not having a proper number nine up front. You could see it yesterday. They weren't good enough. They need to sign Harry Kane. Disappointing for us in Spurs if he does go. I'll be gutted. You can see that Spurs can cope without him. We can cope without Harry Kane. Spurs are bigger than Harry Kane. So if he goes, the club will move on. We'll spend the money and we'll move on from the situation.
I think there's a risk, not only of him damaging his legacy at Tottenham Hotspur, but the fans actually turning against him. If he doesn't start conducting himself in the right way. Yep. I mean, the media stuff, the release of the statement and not turning up and a misunderstanding, and you know, it was an it's absolutely woeful and it stinks. And you know, I think Tottenham and Harry Kane have been damaged by the whole spectacle, and they need to sort it out. But 160 million, not for me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, take out T-C-T. I'm disappointed with Kane because you look at the European Championship finalists, the England players, the England starting 11, and you look at the players who played at the weekend, who were presumably tired, but they had the break. They make sure wherever they went, they came back, did their isolation, quarantine, whatever they had to do, got back into training. And Kane didn't. I think as the England captain, and I know we do tend to scrutinise the England captain intensely, Beckham, Rooney and all that. I just think Harry Kane has a slight duty to behave in a certain way. I think he needs to show a little bit more respect to Nuno and to the Tottenham fans.
And Harry Kane has done it! In the 88th minute, he scores his 150th Premier League goal.
Now, Bruno, I am the greatest player in the world, Fernandes, scored an opening day hat-trick as Man United smashed Leeds United aside. However, Simon Jordan is unsure if Solskjaer will win anything. Will win anything this season. And Danny Murphy, the former Liverpool midfielder, didn't see anything that makes him think United will be champions come May. Well, there's a surprise.
Let's not forget, last season when they played the big teams, what did they do? They went pragmatic, played defensive, yep. And got how many nil-nils and 1-1s? Because he knew by playing that way against the big boys and the teams with equal quality, they'd get done. I don't think United will win the title.
And Fernandes on a hat-trick, he's in behind here, he shoots into the top corner and scores! It's a hat-trick on the opening day for Bruno Fernandes.
This was the perfect game for Manchester United, with all that goes with a Man United, Leeds United game, and all the passion and energy and vitality about it, and a Leeds side that are very brave and play in a certain way. I think Manchester United, you know, are a good side. They've got good players. You don't go buy the players that they've bought and not be a good side. When it comes to the business end, when it's the best managers against the best managers, not the first game of the season with all that goes with it, we'll see who wins something and who doesn't. Now, there's nothing to be taken from this game. It's a swallow. It's not a summer. We'll see how they get on. First game of the season, everybody flies out of the blocks. Some will get going, some won't.
On now to West Ham's coach, Stuart Psycho Pearce, on Jesse Lingard, and how he hopes they can bring the Manchester United midfielder back to the London Stadium.
Yeah, we would like him to come and join us. That's been an open secret. You know, he was wonderful last year. You know, the ball's in Manchester United's court. He's contracted with them. We would like him with us. There's no doubt about that. He's a special lad. He was very good around the players. The players really like him.
Lingard continues, and that's a brilliant goal from Jesse Lingard, and West Ham double their lead.
His ability shone out last year, and he'll give us a great option within our squad. So you never know, but at this moment in time, he looks as though he's vying for a place in the United lineup.
Now, England's cricketers were unable to hang on to draw the second test with India, who've taken a 1-0 series lead with a 151-run victory at Lord's. The tourists secured the win late on day 5, bowling the hosts out for 120. We'll hear from the former England spinner, Monty Panesar, on Press Box. But first, skipper Joe Root.
Even after that first hour, I felt like we were in command of the game, we were in control of things. Tactically, I don't think I dealt with that well enough as captain. And, you know, off the back of it, put us in a difficult position. So a lot falls on my shoulders.
If we do think about Joe Root being replaced, there isn't a like-for-like replacement at the moment in the team. And because he's been in such tremendous form, he's scored over 1,200 runs already. Mm-hmm. I think they will stick with him, you know, at least till the Ashes. You know, I think it would be a little bit unfair to question his captaincy. But if anything, this morning he got tactically slightly wrong. The England bowlers were a little bit emotionally overwhelmed of thinking, well, you know, Jimmy got quite a bit of, you know, bounce. Yeah. In the first innings, they thought, right, it's retaliation. Let's get back at the tail enders, rather than just thinking, bowl our best ball. And they just completely bowled too short, way too short.
And don't forget to check out TalkSport's following on podcast for a review of the second test. Yeah, sounded quite important, that, didn't it? And rightly so. That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. I don't really care. Don't forget, of course, to press that subscribe button. Before I go, let me tell you about some shows that are coming your way. 7 p.m. tonight is kickoff with Adrian Durham. Durham is live at Plough Lane for Wimbledon against Gillingham, with all the goals as they go in from the night's action in the EFL and the Champions League playoffs. The show actually starts on TalkSport 2 from 6 p.m, don't you know? And at 7:45, Mill will take on Fulham in the Championship. So that's a TalkSport 2 exclusive commentary from Ian Danter and Jamie Mackey. I'm back today on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show, where I am every single week now, Tuesday to Friday from 4. I'll be alongside the Romford Pele from 4 p.m. Didn't say who that is. Anyway, there will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day and a bubble. Be safe, everyone. 4 o'clock today, don't forget. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.